May 3rd, 2015, Sunday morning, general and specific. We've been talking about general and specific commands in the Bible, and we've already went through the definitions as far as what general and specific are. Again, what is general, basically? Along with the general, when you're talking about the commands of God, what does general mean? A generalness about the commands of God. Pardon me? Okay, general includes. So, in other words, it includes anything that you can use or do or whatever within that aspect to fulfill that command. What does specific mean? It excludes. It's something that's been specified, something that has been told. We were looking at the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread in relationship to the Lord's Supper. And when we look at so far what we've looked at with the Passover, it was on the month being either the first or second month. The first of the month, the first month, was to be done and observed by all. What was the reason for the second month? Okay, the Lord made provision that if you were unclean, then you could take of the Passover on the second month. Okay, is that general or specific?
Specific.
It's specific in the standpoint that it is specified. The action is specified of when it was to be took or done, and so therefore it excludes what? It excludes every other month, either the first or the second month. You can't do it on the third, fourth, fifth, whatever. So it's been excluded. So that's been specific. On the day, what was to be done the tenth day? You're taking sacrifice and do what? Set it aside on the tenth day. Then on the 14th day, what were you to do? It was to be killed or sacrificed. Specific or general? Specific, because the day is mentioned. On the 10th day, you take the sacrifice. You hold it until the 14th day. Now, necessary inference? That is stated in the Scripture concerning the first month. The first month that is to be done, the month Abib. So, under necessary inference, what would you conclude? What's the logical conclusion that you can reach on the second month? It doesn't say, but they on the second month, those that were unclean, could observe the Passover. What day then would they necessarily have to do on the second month? Same items. On the 10th day, they take the sacrifice. On the 14th day, they kill it. Okay, that's the necessary inference, even though it isn't stated specifically, whatever. That's the pattern. Okay, what about the time? What did we find out about the time? When was it to be done? When was it to be killed and observed? Okay, in the evening, twilight, sunset. Okay, is that general or specific? It's specific. Couldn't do it in the morning. Couldn't do it in the day. It had to be done in the evening on that particular time. Would that apply to the first month, second month? It would apply to both. Again, same reason. Okay. The sacrifice, what was it to be? Either a sheep or a goat. Now, we looked at the terminology of lamb last week. To take a lamb, that basically means what? To take a kid. Okay, not an older thing, you know, animal, but a kid. So, with that, the sheep or goat is allowed. Is that general or specific?
General.
Okay. Kind of both. From the standpoint that you have a choice. The choice is limited as specific is that it either has to be a sheep or a goat. But the choice is up to you whether you choose either the sheep or the goat. Correct. So in that respect, it is specified, but what if it says just take a sheep only, or just let it be a sheep and didn't say anything about the goat? Then you'd be specified the goat only. I mean the sheep only. Okay, but here you can see, we talked about that in the very beginning, correct? When we talked about it may be general specific in the same item, and that's where you have a case of that. Okay. What else was mentioned? It had to be what? Up to a year old. Okay, general or specific? Specific in the sense that it couldn't be over a year, but general from the standpoint of what? I could take a what? It can be between. I can take a 2 month old sheep or goat that met the other qualifications. What were the other qualifications? It had to be a what? A male. That excludes everything else. Okay, it excludes everything else. So therefore, the male part is what?
Specific.
It had to be a male. What else?
Unblemished,
without spot. Okay, so that specifies even more. So therefore, I could pick any animal, the sheep or the goat, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, however, up to a year old, as long as it met these other specified requirements as far as being male and unblemished. Okay? How was it to be prepared? Okay, roasted. It was not to be what? Even though he specified it there, it was not to be what? It was to be roasted, but what? Not boiled and not what? And not raw. Okay, so there it's specified. There you have an instance of where Jehovah even comes out and says the not items. Okay, we already looked at it from the standpoint if God specified something, if he says it has to be a male, does he have to say it can't be a female?
No.
Okay, if he says it's got to be a sheep or a goat, does he have to say it can't be a camel, a dog, cat, all this and that? He doesn't have to say it because by the specified part, it automatically says a sheep or a goat. Okay? All righty. The elements. Well, when we looked at the elements, it was to be roasted with fire. The sacrifice was to be roasted with fire, not left over. That's specific in as far as how it's to be done, how it's to be cooked. Ladies are all familiar with that when you follow a recipe, right? You're familiar with that. So it was to be roasted with fire. The elements, what were they?
Unleavened bread and bitter herbs.
Okay, it was to be eaten with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. Okay. General or specific? Okay, let's just do the unleavened bread. General or specific? Well, they only had one type of the bread that they prepared. So it is specific in the standpoint that it has to be unleavened bread. Okay. Bitter herbs. Okay, so what is specific about the herbs? Number one, it had to be a what? An herb. Number two, it had to be what?
Bitter.
Okay. So it is. Now, could I throw anything else in there? Okay, it says it's to eat with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. So it's specified as far as herbs and bitter. Okay, it couldn't be a sweet herb or anything like that. It had to be bitter. So you understand and see, okay, the general and the specific. Now, that was on the 14th day, the Passover. On that day also, and going on, you have the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Okay, because on the 14th day, it was to be done with unleavened bread. This is what we want to look at this morning a little bit. The Feast of Unleavened Bread started on the Passover day. Okay, there was a specific time. If you would turn back to Exodus the 12th chapter. Sorry, Exodus the 12th chapter, verse 17. When he's talking about the Feast of Unleavened Bread, it's going to be a feast to the Lord. 7 days, he says that you shall. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. But on the first day, you shall, in verse 15, you shall remove leaven from your houses. For whoever eats anything leavened from the first day until the seventh day, that person shall be cut off from Israel. And on the first day you shall have a holy assembly, and another holy assembly on the seventh day. No work at all shall be done on them, except what must be eaten by every person, that alone may be prepared by you. Okay. You shall observe the Feast of Unleavened Bread, for on this very day I brought your host out of the land of Egypt. Therefore you shall observe this day throughout your generation as a permanent ordinance. What day would that have been then? It's a holy convocation day. Okay, we've been saying, but what in regards to here? Would it have been on the 14th? For on this very day, verse 17, I brought your host out of the land of Egypt on that very day. What did they do on the night of the Passover? What did they do on the night of the Passover?
They killed the lamb.
They killed the lamb. What did they do with the blood?
Put it over the
doorpost. What did the destroying angel do through the land of Egypt? Went through and killed all the firstborn. What did Pharaoh do? Let them go.
Okay. So, the Passover is to be eaten with unleavened bread.
That's the start of the Feast of Unleavened Bread on the Passover.
Okay. No unleavened bread. How long does it do? But on the first day you shall remove leaven from your house until when?
Seventh day.
Okay. Until the seventh day. So you've got a week there that you are doing the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
I just abbreviated it. That's what the FULB is, the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
Okay. No leaven in the house. What is leaven?
Okay. It's a rising agent. It's what they had. What does it mean that it, you know, wasn't supposed to be in the house?
What does he say in verse 15? What were you to do? Pardon?
To take it out of the house and remove it.
Okay. To remove it or cause it to cease. Okay.
With your bread, you put it in there. What do you do with it? I remember those 30-day deals. What was it? Lena and Harold used to do them all the time. A friendship cake or whatever. And you put it, you get this little starter and you do what? You set it there and you let it work for so many days. Okay? It's the same way with your bread. It just wasn't like today where you throw it in there, you got it, you throw it in the oven. Okay? They let it sit, they let it work, stuff like that, yeast and so forth. And it was to cease to be removed. So the bread that they were supposed to eat was supposed to be unleavened. It was bread that was made right then without what? Without any of that additive to it. Without the yeast or any of that.
Okay? And it was not to be there. So what would they have to done with their unleavened bread, technically, that they had for the week?
Okay, throw it out, start over,
whatever, for the week after that. But during that week, specific time, the first month, 14th day at evening, until the 21st day at evening, that would be your 7 days, verses 17 and 18. In the first month, in verse 18, in the first month, on the 14th day of the month at evening, you shall eat unleavened bread until the 21st day of the month at evening. So you had to make your bread, it had to be unleavened for that whole week. Okay. No rising agent in it. None whatsoever. Okay. The specific instructions, again, are in verses 15. As far as for anyone who eats anything leavened from the first day until the seventh, what was he guilty of? Disobeyment of the command of Jehovah. He would be what? He'd cut off from Israel. So there's the punishment. It tells you. That's disobedience to a command. Okay, that Jehovah had. You see in verse 18 and 19 again, verse 20, you shall not eat anything leavened in all your dwellings. You shall eat unleavened bread for during this time. So it's no leaven in the house, nor eat anything leavened for that whole period, for the week after. Okay? This is the Passover. Okay? That's how it was observed. You've got the elements. You've got the time, the date, you have everything in it. Now, as we discussed before, this was by the order of Jehovah through who?
Through Moses to who?
Children of Israel.
Was this applicable to those that were Gentiles? How was it applicable to those that were not Jews? If you wish to become a partner with them, and I use that term partner, you want to be a proselyte, if you wanted to be converted to them, which there were other people that did, then what would you have to do? You had to follow that example. you had to follow that command. If you placed yourself as a Gentile and wanted to be with them, and you can read this all in Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, all those, that there was people that did that, to convert it over to Judaism, they would have to subject themselves to that same command. This is what you got over with in the New Testament, just a side note, as far as when Paul was fighting with the circumcision. Okay? That was a Jewish law. Therefore, they said, well, if you're converted to Christianity, you got to keep this Jewish law. Okay? That's what they were saying and contending to. Okay? But here you have the Passover. It was for the Jews at that time. What time frame did our Lord live under? The old law. Now, when we say the old law, what law are we talking about? The law of Moses applied only to who? The seed of Abraham. Okay? That's all it applied to. So, anybody else in Jerusalem that was not of the seed of Abraham, they did not have to keep this. Okay? Just the seed of Abraham, the Jews. Okay? So, turn over to Matthew then. Jesus said that he came not to do what? Not to destroy the law, right? Was he obligated to follow the Mosaic law? Okay. So Jesus and his apostles would have done what? They would have observed that. Okay. They would have observed it according to the pattern. And that, when we talk about the pattern, that's what we're talking about. Here's the command. Here's the general items to it. Here's the specific items to it. That's the command of God. Okay? That's the pattern. Okay? Matthew, the 26th chapter, verses 1 and 2. It came about that when Jesus had finished all these words, he said to his disciples, what was his statement in verse 2? Okay, what was going to happen after 2 days? The Passover. Okay, the Passover is coming after 2 days. Mark, the 14th chapter. Look at Mark's account. Mark, the 14th chapter. What about verse 1? What does Mark record in verse 1?
That day was the feast of the Passover.
It was 2 days off. Okay? So we're setting the time frame. The Passover, how do we know which Passover it is? Mark says it's what? The Passover and what? And the Feast of Unleavened Bread. So we know that this is going to be in 2 days. It's going to be what? What month? The first month of their year. It's going to end up being in 2 days. What day? The 14th day. We know that. Okay? So we know that's going to happen. In Luke, the 22nd chapter. Luke, the 22nd chapter, in verse 1. What does Luke say? Luke chapter 22, verse 1. Pardon me? Okay, what? Huh? Okay, what does Luke state then? Two things there. He equates two things together. What does he equate? Okay, he says one's called the other, doesn't he? He says, now the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which is called the Passover, was approaching. So we're still talking about this day. Okay, we're talking about that day. John, the 13th chapter. John's account. 13th chapter. Verse 1. What does John record?
Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having left his own.
Okay, so you see now it's the feast of the Passover. Okay, terminology is used. Before you've seen it's the Passover, now it's the Feast of Unleavened Bread called the Passover. Now it's the Feast of the Passover. Okay, we can all see. We've got the specific day.
in time now. Okay? It's approaching. Okay? Now, all this is, again, the reason, you know, you're going to have to equate this with the Lord's Supper. Okay? Now, we know the Passover is approaching.
So, as far as the Lord's Supper, which we'll get into, what occurrence is going on? The Passover and... Okay, that's the occurrence that's happening while he's there
doing that responsibility. Okay. Now, Matthew the 26th chapter. Matthew the 26th chapter. 26th chapter. Verses 17 through 20. Verses 17 through 20. Garrett, would you mind reading that?
Now on the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying to him, "Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?" And he said, "Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, 'The teacher says, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.'" So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover. When evening had come, he sat down with the 12.
Okay. We've got the day. It's a Passover, Feast of Unleavened Bread. Now, what has already transpired? They're traveling. What has already transpired on the 10th? Who has?
The man, I guess.
Okay. The man has. Okay. So Jesus knew this because he's saying, you know, this is where we're going to go. Now, the preparation that they're doing is going to be other things, because you know in a couple of days it said, or in 2 days, so that wouldn't have done it from the 10th to the 14th, okay? So in this, Jesus is giving them instruction, and he's telling them what? In verse 20.
What about, we know right now the month, we know the month it's going to be, we know the day, what about the time? What about the time? What time is it that they're sitting down reclining? Okay. So we got the time. Is it
right with what they were required to do? Okay. He says, "Now go into the city, find the house," directed them. They prepared the Passover. They're going to observe it. And when evening had come, he was reclining at the table. Turn to Mark's account. Mark chapter 14. Mark chapter 14, verses 12 through 17. "And on the first day of unleavened bread, when the Passover lamb was being sacrificed, his disciples said to him, 'Where do you want us to go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?'" We know the day when it's getting ready to be sacrificed. Again, Mark is saying, what day is it? The 14th day of the first month. When they're getting ready to do that, he sent the two disciples and said, "Go into the city, and a man will meet you carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him, and wherever he enters, say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room in which I may eat the Passover with my disciples?'" If you go back to Exodus, the 12th chapter, you'll see that arrangements were made that if your family was too small, you could do what? You could combine or go somebody else's, okay? So here you got an idea what the guest room was for, okay? He's going to eat the pot. He will show you where my guest room in which I may eat the Passover with my disciples, and he will himself will show you a large upper room furnished and ready and prepare for us there, okay?
Now I'm going to put this in notation over here. Okay. They went to an upper room.
Okay. "And the disciples went out and came to the city and found it as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. And when it was," what time?
Evening,
he came with the 12, and they were reclining at the table. Again, you've got the time. It was when?
Evening, which would have been what? Twilight? Sunset? It would have just turned, what? The 14th day.
Correct? Because what did we say our time was? 6 p.m., sunset, till the next sunset. would have been their day in Hebrew time. Okay? Luke, the 22nd chapter. Look at Luke's account. Luke, the 22nd chapter. Verses 7 through 14. Luke 22nd chapter, verses 7 through 14. Ray, would you mind reading that for us?
7 through 14?
Yes.
Then came the first day of unleavened bread on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. And Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and prepare the Passover for us, so that we may eat." They said to him, "Where do you want us to prepare it?" He said to them, "When you have entered the city, a man will meet you carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house that he enters. And you shall say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher says to you, where is the guest room in which I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he will show you a large furnished upper room, prepare it there." And they left and found everything just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover.
In verse 14.
When the hour had come, he reclined at the table, and the apostles with him.
He said here, when the hour had come, what can we infer, what can we conclude? When that hour had come, what was that hour? Okay, it would have been sunset, twilight, evening. That would have been the hour. Okay?
You're establishing what?
If someone was to run to Luke here and say, "Well, when the hour had come," we don't know when that is. What can you tell them now? How can you establish Bible authority as far as when that hour was? What if they say, "Well, it just says when the hour comes"? We could say that was in the morning. We could say that was in the afternoon. What can you say? You can show by biblical authority what? It was specified. It was specific that it was in the evening. That is the hour, when the hour had come.
That's how we establish Bible authority for what we do and what we say. Okay, now, and the reason I put this here, and we're going to get into that, may not be today.
When we take the Lord's Supper, if that was the example, and Christ uses it as the example, how come we don't take it in the evening, and how come we don't take it in the upper room?
And what you get into there are all examples of the apostles binding or relevant.
Okay? Because I've had people tell me, "Hey, they did it in the evening. You don't do it in the evening. Hey, they went to the upper room to do it. Why don't you do it in the upper room?" You say other examples of the apostles are binding. Why isn't that binding? Our Lord went to the upper room and he did it in the evening. Why isn't that binding?
Because that's not the example that's shown when they take the Lord's Supper. It doesn't say that.
So then when you give me an example of the Lord did something, I say, "Well, maybe so, maybe not."
The Lord did.
Because the Lord did this here, and you're saying that doesn't apply to me.
Right. You're trying to say that he died on the cross, he did away with Moses' law. So we're not binding under that. We're binding under what the apostles.
Jumping ahead of me. this is excellent. I'm posing the question. Okay. But good thoughts. But remember, what did I say? Who did this apply to? It was under a different one. Under a dispensation. Okay. Even though the apostles did it, they were living under what dispensation? They had to observe it also.
Christ hadn't died yet. Okay, that's one. But it's also to show that not all apostolic examples are binding. Okay, some are, some aren't. Okay, here's an example that our Lord and the apostles did something, but that doesn't mean that we have to do it in the upper room in the evening. Okay, but we'll get into that next Sunday. Okay, so we see that it's the time is at evening. Okay, now let's look at the elements when we have Matthew, the 26th chapter. Matthew, the 26th chapter, verses 26 through 29. We read it all the time at the Lord's Supper. And while they were eating what? Passover meal. While they were eating, Jesus took some bread. And after a blessing, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And when he had taken a cup and given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you, for this is the blood of my covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Okay? In this. So, what's the element? Okay. Unleavened bread. And what else? Where'd that come from? Where did the fruit of the vine come from? You find it over here? What do we do? It's thrown in something new now, hasn't it? What do we do? But we see the elements, unleavened bread. That's all Matthew talks about. Unleavened bread. Jesus took that at supper, unleavened bread. Turn to Mark, the 14th chapter. And you're all going to have to hold these thoughts till next week because we're running out of time. Mark, the 14th chapter, verses 22 through 25. Mark's account. While they were eating, he took some bread, and after a blessing, he broke it, gave it to them, and said, this is my body. When he had taken the cup, given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank from it. And he said, this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly I say to you, I will never again drink of the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new with you in the kingdom of God. He told these two items, unleavened bread, fruit of the vine. Luke chapter 22. Luke 22, 15 through 20. And he said to them, I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I shall never again eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Here's another thing I'm going to throw into you. He said, I'm not going to eat it again with you until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. What was he talking about? Until it is fulfilled. Until what was fulfilled? Till what was fulfilled? Till what was fulfilled? All I see so far, the element is unleavened bread, fruit of the vine. Where is this? Where is the sacrifice? Christ said, I'm not going to eat of it again until it's fulfilled in the kingdom of God. So, just a little thought there. We're out of time. Okay. Any questions or comments so far? Okay, try to hold these next week. We'll be back up from there.